Danke, Herr Präsident. Zuallererst geht mein Dank an Sie, Kanzlerin Merkel. Sie haben Mitgefühl, Verständnis und Führung in der Flüchtlingskrise gezeigt. Und das in einer Zeit, in der es an allen diesen drei Dingen mangelt in Europa. Danke für das. Monsieur le Président, c'est toujours un honneur de vous voir ici, au Parlement européen. Vous venez ici plus souvent, je pense, qu'à l'Assemblée nationale, c'est mieux. Ici, le berceau de la démocratie européenne, et je dois vous dire que je partage pleinement l'analyse que vous avez faite. Nous vivons en fait une crise, chers collègues, profonde, comme le Président l'a indiqué. C'est-à-dire, moi je l'appelle une polycrise, c'est une crise de réfugiés, c'est de l'économie, c'est de l'euro, c'est de la perte évidente de notre influence géopolitique. So this crisis, dear colleagues, is an existential crisis. And let's face the reality, this multiple crisis puts in fact, and I know that a number of people like that in this house, the existence itself of the European project in danger. If tomorrow the euro disappears, or if Schengen falls apart, then we are left with what, in fact, in Europe? With only a loose confederation of nation states. We're going to be weak economically, and in fact, insignificant on the world stage. That's going to be the result of it. And let's not be naive, colleagues. Let's not be naive. It will be the Americans and the Chinese that are going to dictate our economic standards here in Europe. And it will be Assad and Putin who decide on peace and stability in Europe. As Putin already financed some right-wing parties in Europe, maybe that's a normal thing here. Okay, but so colleagues, what I want to make clear today in this debate, so together with you, Chancellor Merkel and President Hollande, is that the source, the origin of every of this crisis is in fact exactly the same. It's a lack of common governance. It's a lack of shared sovereignty. It's a lack of unity in Europe, what is the cause of this crisis. And Mr. Ludgitko, when you're saying, yeah, Europe is the problem and Europe creates itself the problem, while 20 million citizens in the 19th and the 20th century were slaughtered in Europe, it was not because of Europe. It was because of nationalism and populism that have been slaughtered. So, again, Mr. President, I think we cannot overcome the refugee crisis, or we cannot keep Schengen if we don't have common asylum policy, common migration policy, common border and coast guard control. We cannot overcome the euro crisis without one government in for the euro and one treasury. We cannot overcome our economic weaknesses if we don't liberate ourselves of 28 national regulators in all the markets of the future, digital, energy and capital. And we shall not overcome our geopolitical insignificance if we do not embrace real foreign policy in Europe, a single representation in the international institutions, and at the least also, I think, a defense community in the European Union. So, if I may, and that's going to be the last part of my intervention, to achieve this in the final years of this decade, to make, Mr. President, that this decade doesn't become a lost decade for a number of people and for the European project, I think we have to change three things, three attitudes, I should say, three bad attitudes. First of all, l'Europe à la carte. Second, the step-by-step approach that we embrace. And three, our clouded and outdated view of the world. First of all, l'Europe à la carte. There is no one union. What we are talking about? There are at least 10 unions. There is 28, there is Schengen, there is the euro, there is the patent, there are the opt-ins, the opt-outs, the enhanced cooperations, the derogations. It's chaos. for the moment. And Europe needs one strong heart to survive in the future. The second thing, the step-by-step approach. The step-by-step approach. Maybe it worked in the good times in the past, but not in the modern world. It's always too little too late. From time to time, I think, in every society, you have to make a big leap forward to adapt yourself and to solve all the resistance that exists inside against necessary change. Like France did, for example, after the revolution, when it kicked out an old autocratic regime and created the rule of law. And what Germany did, well, they created the Sovereign and became a modern economy, the powerhouse in Europe for on the economic field. So that is also what we need on the European field. And I have only one appeal to you, one call. And I think, not in the name of the whole parliament, I can tell you, but maybe I think of a big majority here. May I call you to pick up this challenge together with us, with the European Parliament. It's your historic responsibility to do that. Exactly what your predecessors did 25 years ago. Look a little bit more to this historic task, even when you are facing some electoral challenges that are less important in the near future.
Excellent.